Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
A headless robot about the size of a Labrador Retriever will be camouflaged as a coyote or fox to ward off migratory birds and other wildlife at Alaska's second largest airport, said a state agency. The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities has named the new robot Aurora and said it will be based at the Fairbanks Airport to enhance and augment safety and operations, reported the Anchorage Daily News. The Transportation Department released a video about the robot climbing rocks, going upstairs, and doing something akin to dancing while flashing green lights. Those dancing skills will be put to use this fall during migration season, when Aurora imitates predator-like movements to keep birds and other wildlife from settling near plane infields. According to the Associated Press, the plan is to have Aurora patrol an outdoor area near the runway every hour in an attempt to prevent harmful encounters between planes and wildlife, said Ryan Marlowe, a program manager with the Transportation Department. The robot can be designed as a coyote or a fox by changing out replaceable panels, he said. The sole purpose of this is to act as a predator and allow for us to invoke that response in wildlife without having to use other means, Marlowe told legislators last week. The panels would not be hyper-realistic, and Marlowe said the agency decided against using animal fur to make sure Aurora remained waterproof. The idea of using a robot came after officials rejected a plan to use flying drones, spraying a repellent, including grape juice. Previous other deterrent efforts have included officials releasing pigs at a lake near the Anchorage Airport in the 1990s, with the hope that they would eat waterfowl eggs near plane landing areas. The test period in Fairbanks will also see how effective of a deterrent Aurora would be with larger animals, and to see how moose and bears would respond to the robot. To learn more about Aurora the robot and how it will work at the Fairbanks Airport, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. A Homer man has been convicted for possession of fentanyl with the intent to distribute. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Homer jury on Thursday, March 28, found 56-year-old Homer resident Trevor Latimer guilty of possession of fentanyl with intent to distribute, possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute, and two counts of possession of methamphetamine following a seven-day trial. Evidence presented at trial showed that Latimer was an accomplice to Andrea Eden and Richard Falcone. Falcone and Eden moved to Homer in 2022 from the lower 48 and started distributing fentanyl and methamphetamine that was brought from Colorado. On June 24, 2023, Homer police conducted a search of the apartment Falcone and Eden were living in and seized the largest stash of drugs the Homer Police Department has ever seized. The seizure included more than a pound of methamphetamine and more than 200 fentanyl pills, as well as cocaine, heroin, and more than $10,000 in cash, gold coins, scales, and empty plastic baggies. Latimer was one of several people who assisted Eden and Falcone in distributing the fentanyl and methamphetamine that was stored in their safe in their apartment. Latimer faces a possible sentence of 15 or more years in prison for his role. He is scheduled to be sentenced in June. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Soldotna City Council made an easy decision on Wednesday, March 27th, to accept a donation for the city library. The ordinance would increase the general fund by $10,000, thanks to a donation from Debbie McCarthy. In a memo from Rachel Nash, the Soldotna City Librarian, the Joyce K. Carver Memorial Soldotna Public Library received a $10,000 donation from Deborah McCarthy. According to the Soldotna City Clerk, Johnny Blankenship. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.